Greetings to our brothers and sisters in the name of Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣圣名，各位弟兄姐妹，大家好。
First and foremost, I thank God that our brothers and sisters are able to make time to attend the Sabbath service.
首先，感谢神，弟兄姐妹都花了时间在安息日的时候来参加聚会。
We know that the seventh day Sabbath is the blessed day of the Lord.
我们知道第七天这个安息日是蒙神祝福的这一天。
The Bible tells us that God rested on the seventh day and refreshed.
圣经上面告诉我们说神在第七天安息了。
And he was refreshed.
然后他得到休息。
We know that God is almighty.
我们知道神是大能的。
He requires no refreshing.
他并不需要休息。
We turn to Exodus.
我们来翻开出埃及记。
We turn to Exodus chapter 31.
出埃及记三十一章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Chapter 31, verse 17.It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
这是我和以色列人永远的证据，因为六日之内神造天地，第七日便安息舒畅。
We know that God is almighty.
我们知道神是全能的。
He needs no refreshing.
他不需要安息舒畅。
Why did he rest and why was he refreshed?
那为什么神在这天安息舒畅呢？
To set us an example.
他是为了要给我们做榜样。
So that today when we come before him on the Sabbath,
所以我们今天在安息日来到神的面前。
If we truly keep the Sabbath with all our hearts,
如果我们真正从心里面来遵守安息圣日，
we find that we can enter into God's rest.
我们就可以发现我们能够进入神的安息。
Spiritually speaking, we are refreshed.
在灵性上面来说，我们就得到了舒畅。
Because we are able to draw close to Him.
因为我们能够靠近神。
So we find that what God has done is an example for us, and it also shows us how much He loves us.
那所以看到神怎么做，不但他是给我们了一个榜样，我们也能够从他那里学习到。
Because he loves us very much.
因为他非常的爱我们。
That's why he sets us example.
所以他才给我们做榜样。
So today, my topic is based on Psalms chapter 91.
我今天的题目是根据诗篇九十一篇。
We can turn to Psalms chapter 91.
我们可以翻开诗篇九十一篇。
We look at verse 1.
我们可以读第一节。
Psalms chapter 91, verse 1.
诗篇九十一篇第一节。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
Verse 2.
第二节
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust.
我要论到神说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
Here is a statement made by the psalmist.
这个是作诗者所说的话。
And he knows that the importance of knowing God.
他知道认识神很重要。
And he also knows how important it is for God to be his refuge.
他也知道说，把神作为他的避难所是多么的重要。
So in Psalms chapter 91, he spells out as the benefits that he could obtain from God if God is his refuge.
所以在诗篇九十一篇的时候。 他很细节的解释说，如果把神作为他的避难所，会得到什么的好处。
We also find that God is our refuge is scattered over many pages of the book of Psalms.
我们也可以在诗篇很多地方都读到神是我们的避难所。
And the psalmist is very confident to say that God is their refuge.
那作诗的人都很有力地说神就是他们的避难所。
Now, if you look at, for example, verse 6,
比如说我们如果读第六节,
here God can actually save them from pestilence that is lurking in the dark.
神在这里可以拯救在从黑夜行的瘟疫里拯救我们。
And God also can save them from their enemies.
或是从五间，或是敌人也可以拯，神也可以拯救我们从敌人。
God even sends His angel to save the righteous.
神甚至托付他的天使来拯救义人。
God keep them in all their ways.
神会把他们保守在他的路上。
And these are the benefits that you know the psalmist has gathered. When God is his refuge.
这些就是作诗的人所说出来的，如果神是我们的避难所所得到的好处。
But there's a question we need to ask. Why does God desire to be his refuge?
但是我们必须要问的一个问题就是，为什么神希望成为我们的避难所呢？
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We know that God is there to protect us.
我们也知道说神在那里是为了保护我们。
To save us from danger.
要从患难中拯救我们。
For God to save us, we must fulfill the conditions that He has laid down.
但是神要拯救我们，我们必须要先符合神给予我们的条件。
For this sermon, I'm going to look at Elisa.Two or three points based on chapter 91.
所以在我今天的证道当中，我会根据诗篇九十一篇来讲两三点。
To find out why the Lord wants to save the psalmist.
来寻找说为什么神想要拯救这个作诗的人。
We first read verse 9.
我们首先先读第九节。
Chapter 91, verse 9.
诗篇九十一篇第九节。
Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
神是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所。
So here we are told that the psalmist has made God, the Most High, his dwelling place.
我们在这里看到说，这位作诗的人，他已经将至高者当了他的居所。
Meaning he lives in God.
意思就是说他住在神里面。
And obviously being in God, he is sheltered away from all dangers.
那因为住在神里面，所以神保护他，脱去所有的危险。
Just like Jesus said to his disciple.
就像主耶稣告诉他的门徒说。
In this world there is danger.
在这个世界上有危险。
But in me you shall have peace.
但是在我里面你会有平安。
This is the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是主耶稣所给我们的应许。
Now the question is, how can we live in God?
所以问题就是，那我们要如何的住在神里面呢？
Today we are so blessed because we have been baptized into Christ Jesus.
今天我们非常的蒙神祝福，因为我们在耶稣基督里受洗了。
So according to Paul, our life is hidden.In Jesus Christ.
所以根据保罗所说的，我们的生命是隐藏在耶稣基督里面。
We turn to the book of Colossians.
我们可以翻开哥罗西书。
Please turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 3.
请大家翻开哥罗西书第三章。
We read verse 3.
我们读第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
三章第三节。
For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ, in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
We die with Christ in baptism.
我们在洗礼的时候与基督同死。
According to Paul, we are also buried in his burial.
按照保罗所说的，我们是一同被埋葬。
By the mighty power of the Spirit, we are raised together in his resurrection.
靠着圣灵的大能，我们一起在复活，耶稣的复活事上跟他一起复活。
So we find that our existence is away from the world.
所以我们知道我们的存在是跟世界是分开的。
We are in the world, but we are not of the world.
我们虽然活在世界上，但是我们不在世界里面。
Because we have been redeemed by Jesus Christ.
因为我们已经被耶稣基督救赎了。
Since we are in Christ Jesus, therefore we must keep ourselves in the Lord.
那既然我们在耶稣基督里面，我们就必须要把我们自己保留在主里。
Since we have chosen to live in Christ, therefore we cannot depart from this home.
我们既然已经决定了要在耶稣我们已经选择了耶稣基督，我们就不能够离开。
We turn to First John.
我们来翻开约翰一书。
Please turn to the book of First John.
请我们翻开约翰一书。
We read chapter 5.
我们来读第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
We read verse 18. Yeah.
我们来读十八节。
First John chapter 5, verse 18.
约翰一书第五章十八节。
We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪。从神生的必保守自己，那二者也就无法害他。
We know that we are all born of God.
我们知道我们都是从神生的。
Therefore, we must keep ourselves.
所以我们必须要保守我们自己。
And the promise of God is such that the wicked one does not touch us.
我们这样子做，二者就无法害我们。
Meaning the wicked one cannot do anything against us.
这个意思就是说，那个恶者没有办法对我们做任何事。
So in that sense, God is our refuge because we live in Him.
所以从这方面了解，我们就知道神是我们的避难所，因为我们住在他里面。
Sometimes we suffer.
有时候我们受苦。
Because we do not keep ourselves.
因为我们没有保守我们自己。
We do not keep ourselves in the Lord.
我们没有在神里面保守我们自己。
Now, the next question we need to ask, what does it mean to keep ourselves in God?
所以我们第二个问题要问的就是什么样叫做在神里面保守我们自己。
We know that within the family of God, we follow the rules and the principle of God.
我们知道在神的家里面，我们是遵从神的诫命还有道理。
So if we abide by his rules,
所以如果我们遵守神的命令
then we know that God shall be with us.
那我们就知道神必与我们同在。
For example, the Bible tells us about, you know, coming to church to worship him.
比如说圣经告诉我们说来教会敬拜神。
This is our duty.
这个是我们所当尽的本分。
This is something that we have to do as Christians.
这个是我们作为基督徒必须要做的事情。
Nothing can replace this.
没有一件事情能够代替这个。
Because this is our duty towards the Father.
因为这个是我们对我们的父亲所要尽的本分。
Sometimes we find that we give excuses for not coming.
有时候我们会给自己找借口不来教会。
We find excuses for not praying to God.
我们也为自己找借口不祷告。
Even though we are in the body of Christ, but we do not really follow the rules of God.
那虽然我们在耶稣基督的身体里面，但是我们并不遵守神的诫命。
It's like, you know, we give ground to the wicked one to touch us, to attack us.
所以我们就把这个地方给开了，让恶者有机会能够来攻击我们。
That's why the fault is with us.
所以这就是为什么这样子做问题是出在我们身上。
We also know that the world is so wicked today.
我们也知道说今天的世界非常的邪恶。
Satan would do everything that he can to infiltrate into our lives.
撒旦会做任何的事情来渗入我们的生命当中。
Sometimes he would make use of our friends to lure us away from God.
有时候他会利用我们的朋友来让我们离开神。
I think this is quite as... It's something that we need to think about very carefully.
我觉得这件事情是我们必须要很仔细的去思考的。
Because our friends can influence our thinking.
因为我们的朋友会影响我们的思想。
Can even pollute our mind.
他们可以甚至把我们的脑筋里面的事情污秽。
They can even introduce things which are contrary to our beliefs.
他们可以对我们所信的这个道理来介绍违背的思想。
That's why we must know how to, you know, mingle wisely with our friends.
这就是为什么我们必须要学习怎么样有智慧的和我们的朋友相处。
We are not suggesting that we should cut ourselves off completely from them.
我们不是在说我们应该要把我们自己和所有的朋友都切断关系。
Being God's children, we need to make our stands clear before our friends.
但是作为神的儿女，我们必须要在我们的朋友面前，把自己所信的立场讲清楚。
We need to make them understand who we are.
我们要使他们了解我们是谁。
To allow them to know what we can do and what we cannot do.
让他们了解说我们能做什么，不能做什么。
There must be a clear line of distinction drawn.
我们必须要画一条很清楚的界限。
In this way, we will not be influenced by them.
这样子我们就不会被他们影响。
If we don't draw a line of distinction,
如果我们没有画这一条界限，
we just follow what they do.
我们就是跟着他们做的事情。
We can be badly influenced.
那我们就会受到严重的影响。
If that's the case, then how can we dwell in the Lord?
如果是那样子的状况，我们怎么能够住在主里呢？
We know that the body of Christ is pure.
我们知道神主的身体是圣洁的。
We cannot bring in impurities into the body of Christ.
我们不能够把不圣洁的带进去主的身体。
According to the prophetic books, 预言书。
根据预言书上面所说的。
We find that finally, you know, that in the mountains of God, all the unclean will be removed.
在神的圣山里面，所有不洁净的东西都必须要移除。
So if we want to dwell in the body of Christ,
所以如果我们想要住在神的身体里面，
then we must make sure that you know we follow the rules of God.
那我们就要确定说我们有遵照神的诫命在行。
Please turn to John.
请我们翻开约翰福音。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
We read verse 7.
我们来读第七节。
John chapter 15, verse 7.
约翰福音十五章第七节。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
Here we are told that if we abide in God and his word shall abide in us.
这告诉我们说，如果我们在主里面，那他的话也会常在我们里面。
Today if the word of God is in our hearts,
今天如果神的话在我们的心里，
if we use the word of God as the principle of our life,
如果我们使用神的话来作为我们生活的标准，
then we know for sure that we are in Jesus.
那我们就很确定的知道我们是在主耶稣里面。
We live in him.
我们在主里面活着。
So on the contrary, if we do not follow the word of God,
所以反过来说，如果我们不听从神的话，
all the word of God is not in the heart.
神的话并不在我们的心里。
Then how can we say that we dwell in Jesus Christ?
那我们怎么能够说我们是住在主耶稣里面呢？
We know when we talk about the truth, and the truth is absolute.
我们知道说，当我们在说真理的时候，真理是绝对的。
There is no in between, or there is no gray areas.
没有一个中间地带或是灰色地带。
Either we are in Christ, or we are not in Christ.
我们 依旧在主里面，不然就不在主里面。
If the word is not in us,
如果神的话不在我们心里，
then we are not in Christ.
那我们就不在基督里。
If we are not in Christ, then we have to face with the dangers of the world, ourselves.
那如果我们不在基督里的话，我们就必须要面对这个世界上的艰难。
Today we find that there are so many ideas and concepts that can really corrupt our beliefs.
今天我们发现到有许多的思想是让我们的思想腐败。
Our beliefs.
让我们的信仰腐败。
We know that in the church we have a set of belief.
我们知道在教会里面有一套信仰。
Which is from God himself.
就是从神那里来的。
God has given the church a pattern of sound words.
神有给予教会一套纯正的真理。
Today we are able to remain in Jesus.
今天我们能够保守在主耶稣里面。
Because we hold on to this patterns of sound words.
是因为我们持守住这套纯正的真理。
Today the Spirit is with the church.
今天神的灵与教会同在。
Because we hold on to this sound patterns of words.
因为我们持守了这一套纯正的真理。
If this pattern is corrupted,
如果这一套真理被腐败了，
It means that Jesus is not in our hearts.
那这就代表主耶稣不在我们心里了。
Because we don't abide by his words anymore.
因为我们已经不照着他的话住在他里面。
Sometimes we find it very difficult to defend our own beliefs.
有时候对我们来说能够护卫自己所信的道理非常的困难。
Not only we can hear so many different teachings outside the church.
因为我们不但在教会以外听到许多不一样的教导。
Sometimes we also hear teachings which are contrary to our faith are floating around in the church as well.
有时候在自己教会里面也听到一些与我们自己所信的信仰是有抵触的一些道理。
We need to understand this well.
我们必须要了解。
Today we have the Holy Spirit.
今天我们有圣灵。
Where does the Spirit come from? Where does the Spirit come from?
这个灵是从哪里来的？
Yes, come from God.
是从神来的。
Why does God give us the Spirit?
那为什么神要给我们他的灵呢？
Because we have believed in the truth.
因为我们相信了真理。
That's why the Holy Spirit is the true Spirit in us.
这就是为什么圣灵是真理的灵在我们里
面。So if we change our belief,
所以如果我们把我们的信仰改变，
It's like we are saying that God, we don't need you anymore.
就像我们在跟神说，神我不需要你了。
If I shift my belief,
如果我把我自己的信仰改变，
I accept another belief.
那我去接受别的信仰。
The Spirit within me cannot be the Holy Spirit.
那在我里面的这个灵就不是圣灵。
If the Spirit is not with me, then how can I live in God?
那如果神的灵并不在我里面，我怎么能够住在神里面呢？
That's why we need to hold on to the truth that we have accepted.
这就是为什么我们必须要持守住我们已经接受的这套真理。
This is the patterns of sound words that God has given to us.
这个是一套纯正的真理，神所托付给我们的。
The word of God cannot be changed.
神的话不能被更改。
We turn back to Psalms.
我们来翻回去诗篇。
91.
91篇。
Psalms chapter 91.
诗篇91篇。
I want you to read verse 14.
我们来读14节。
Here is another reason why God desires so much to protect the psalmist.
我们这里可以看到说为什么神这么想要保护这位作诗的人。
Verse
14. 14节。
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him.
神说因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
Here we can see the love of the psalmist for God.
我们在这里可以看到这位作诗的人他爱神的心。
He has set his love upon God.
他专心的爱神。
Meaning that he loves only God and no other gods.
这个意思就是说他只爱的是神，没有别的神。
How do we love God?
那我们怎么爱神呢？
I want to read 1 John.
我们来读约翰一书。
Please turn to 1 John.
请翻开约翰一书。
We read chapter 2.
我们来读第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
We read verse 15.
我们来读十五节。
John, First John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰一书第二章十五节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
When we talk about love for God, the love must not be divided.
当我们在讲到爱神的心，我们的爱不能够被切割。
Today we find that there is so much attraction in the world.
今天我们在世界上发现有很多吸引人的事。
Really, it can draw us away, especially it can take our hearts away from God.
那这些都会引诱我们的心，把我们的心离开神。
John says,
约翰在这里说，
If we love the world,
如果我们爱世界，
then the love of the Father is not in us.
爱父的心就不在我们里面。
If we don't love Jesus,
如果我们不爱耶稣，
then how do we expect him to protect us, to deliver us from danger?
我们怎么可以期待当我们遇到患难的时候，神会搭救我们呢？
Sometimes we see problems, yeah, being multiplied in our own families.
有时候在我们自己的家里面，我们看到问题很多。
Even within the community of faith.
或是在就是在我们的信徒的圈子里面。
Wherever we go, it seems that problems are everywhere.
我们不管去到哪里，我们看到的都是问题。
It's like we can no longer resolve all these problems easily.
就好像我们没有办法再解决这些问题了。
We pray and it seems that God does not listen.
我们祷告好像神没有在听。
It's like he is so far away from us.
感觉上他离我们非常的远。
I think we need to sometime, you know, look at ourselves.
我想有时候我们必须要看我们自己。
Could it be that because our love for God has become divided?
是不是有可能因为我们爱神的心已经被切割了？
We are no longer, you know, loving him solely.
我们没有只有在专爱神了。
So if we love the world,
所以如果我们爱世界，
then we will face with the danger of the world.
那我们就必须要面对世界上的艰难危险。
That's why we need to question ourselves.
所以我们必须要问自己这个问题。
How much do we love God?
我们到底爱神多少？
How do we live our life?
我们怎么样活我们的生活？
Every day when we wake up,
每天我们起来的时候，
What do we do?
我们做了什么？
Do we pray to God?
我们祷告了吗？
Do we really give thanks to him?
我们真的感谢神吗？
When we're out at work,
当我们在工作的时候，
Do we fear God from within our heart?
我们真正的从心里面敬畏神吗？
So that we will not be influenced by others.
所以我们不会被别人来影响。
So when we come back,
所以当我们回来的时候，
What do we do?
我们做了什么？
Or do we just sit in front of the TV?
我们是不是就坐在电视机前面？
Or we gather our family together to pray and to read the Bible?
还是说我们把家人召在一起，一起祷告，一起读经？
Sometimes when we, you know, analyze, you know, when we, you know, look at our life.
有时候如果我们仔细地研究我们自己的生活，
including myself, sometimes I find that, you know, I don't really, you know, set my love for God.
包括我自己在内，有时候我觉得我的爱并不是专心在神身上。
This is very dangerous.
这个是非常危险的。
Because we have to love God wholeheartedly.
因为我们必须要全心的爱神。
That's why we need to fine-tune our lifestyle.
这就是为什么我们要把我们的生活的样式稍作改变。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Therefore, we must tell God that, you know, that we must be given this love to love him fully.
所以我们可以求神赐给我们这样子的爱，能够专心的爱他。
The Bible also tells us.
圣经也告诉我们。
If we love God, then we have to keep his commandments.
如果我们爱神，我们必须要遵守他的诫命。
We turn to John.
我们翻开约翰福音。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
We read verse 15.
我们来读十五节。
John chapter 14, verse 15.
约翰福音十四章十五节。
If you love me, keep my commandments.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
How do we set our love on God?
我们怎么样把我们的爱专心放在神身上呢？
By keeping his commandments.
我们必须要遵守他的命令。
We must act out the essence of the commandments as well.
我们必须要活出诫命的精神。
we always talk about the fourth commandment.
我们每次都讲到第四诫。
Keeping the Sabbath.
遵守安息圣日。
It's like this is the most challenging commandment.
对我们来说，好像是最有挑战性的一个诫命。
I just want you to think about this very carefully.
我只是希望大家能够仔细的去想一想这一点。
Now, when you look at the institution of the holy of the Sabbath.
当我们看到圣安息日的设立
you know that God is eternal. Yeah.
我们知道说神是永恒的。
He is not limited by time and space.
他并不被时间与空间所限制。
And he is the most powerful God.
并且他是最有能力的神。
After he has created the universe.
当他把宇宙创造出来之后
the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们
he rested.
他安息了。
Actually, he didn't need to rest at all because he is almighty.
那其实神不需要安息，因为他是全能的。
Not only he rested as an example for us,
不但因为他安息是为了要给我们设榜样。
Actually, that is the mean by which we can gain entry into the rest of God.
但是这也是一个让我们能够进入神的安息里面的一个方法。
According to the book of Hebrews,
按照希伯来书所说的
that we have been given a future rest.
我们有得到一个未来的安息。
How can we gain entry into that future rest?
那我们怎么样能够进入那未来的安息呢？
Hebrews writer says.
希伯来书的作者跟我们说。
That we must first cease from our work.
我们必须要先停止自己的工作。
Just like God ceased from His.
就好像神也停止了他的工作。
So when we enter into the rest on the Sabbath.
所以当我们在安息日进入安息的时候
We enter not into our rest but the rest of God
我们不是进入自己的安息而是进入了神的安息
In this way we are given a chance to gain entry into the future rest
借着这个方法让我们能够进入未来的安息
You can see the love of God for us
我们可以看到神的爱
He is eternal
他是永恒的
He has created us
他创造了我们。
He also wants us to inherit eternity.
他也要我们享受永生。
That's why he set up this Sabbath.
这就是为什么他设立了安息日。
It's for us.
是为了我们。
If he rested,
因为如果他安息了。
The Bible says, even the day itself, the seventh day was rested.
圣经上面告诉我们说，就连那一天，第七天都安息了。
What does it tell us?
这个告诉我们什么
God is so immense.
就是神非常的广阔。
He is larger than the universe.
他比这个宇宙还要大。
He rested.
他安息了。
The day rested.
那天也安息了。
Should we not rest?
那我们不应该安息吗？
This is the love of God for us.
这个是神给予我们的爱。
That's why we need to keep the commandments of God to understand His love.
这就是为什么我们要遵守神的诫命来了解他的爱。
Whatever God has done is for our own good.
神所做的每一件事都是为了我们的好处。
It's for our benefit. It's for us to eventually gain salvation.
是为了我们的好处，让我们之后能够得到救恩。
So we must set our love upon the Lord.
所以我们必须要专心的爱主。
Now I want you to turn back to.Psalms 91.
让我们翻回到诗篇九十一篇。
Psalms 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
We read verse 14 again.
让我们再来读一次十四节。
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him.
因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
Meaning that it's something that God will surely do.
意思就是说神一定会这样子做。
We know that God's promise cannot be broken.
我们知道神的应许并不会破裂。
Now, apart from what we have said, how do we set our love on God?
那除了他这样子除了我们说的我们怎么样才能够再专心爱主呢?
Now, I want you to read 1 John.
我们现在可以翻开约翰一书。
Please turn to 1 John.
请翻开约翰一书。
We read chapter 4.
我们来读第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
We read verse 12.
我们来读十二节。
Chapter 4 verse 12.
第四章十二节。
No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
So our love for God will become perfect if we love one another.
所以我们爱神的心会得以完全，如果我们彼此相爱。
So we must learn to love each and every believer or brother and sister in the church.
所以我们必须需要学习怎么样去爱教会的每一个信徒，每一位弟兄姐妹。
You know, in the house of God, the house of God is the place where transformation will take place.
你知道在神的家里面，在神的家里面就是我们更新变化的地方。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
If we feel that we are not able to change, then we can ask him to help us to change.
如果我们觉得自己没有办法改变，我们可以向神请他帮我们改变。
So to love one another is important.
所以彼此相爱非常的重要。
Today, if I cannot love,
如果今天我没有办法爱，
I should pray to God.
那我应该要向神祷告。
Ask God to help me.
让求神来帮助我。
So that I can truly love.
所以我可以真正的爱。
If we love one another.
如果我们彼此相爱。
If we love those whom we do not like.
如果我们去爱那些我们不喜欢的人。
Or if we love even our enemies.
或者是去爱我们的仇敌，
we prove to God that we are his children.
我们就向神证明了我们是他的儿女。
And we find that we shall be blessed by him.
那我们就会发现神赐福给我们。
If we have this love for others,
如果我们有这样子的爱，彼此相爱，
we find that it is not easy for us to fall away from the faith.
我们就能够发现让我们离开这个信仰并不是那么的容易。
Sometimes we find that, you know, coming to church is a burden.
有时候我们觉得来到教会是一个重担。
Because we have not been reconciled to one another fully.
因为我们还没有完全的彼此和睦。
That's the reason why coming to church is a burden.
这就是为什么来到教会变成一个重担。
Every week when we come to the church,
每个星期我们来到教会，
we feel very pressured.
我们感觉到压力很大。
Because reconciliation has not taken place yet.
因为我们还没有彼此和睦。
You know, sometimes if you go to a big church,
你知道有时候如果你去一个很大的教会，
you find that sometimes, you know, the members may not get along well with one another.
你就会发现有时候信徒彼此之间并不是非常的和睦。
If you are in a big church,
如果你是身处在一个很大的教会，
if you have a misunderstanding with some members,
那你和有一些信徒有一些误会，
you find that this huge church is like a very small church to you. I mean, the space has become very small.
你就会觉得说这个很大的教会空间突然对你来说变得非常的小。
Why? Because reconciliation has not taken place.
为什么呢？这个是因为和睦没有办法发生。
On the contrary, if you are in a very small church,
相反的来说，如果你是身在一个很小的教会，
because you love everyone,
但因为你爱每一个人，
you find that the space here is vast.
所以你会觉得这个空间非常的大。
Because you have this forgiveness in your heart,
因为在你的心里面，你有饶恕的心。
You feel very free to mingle about.
你感觉到和每一个人相处都非常的自由。
Because there is love in your heart.
因为在你的心里面有爱。
You are free.
所以你是自由的。
So we need this freedom.
我们需要这样子的自由。
In fact, you know, after we have believed in Jesus,
事实上当我们信了耶稣之后，
the Bible says he has given us freedom.
圣经上面告诉我们说神已经给了我们这样子的自由。
So we should make full use of this freedom to serve one another in love.
所以我们就应该好好的使用这个自由来完全的彼此侍奉。
We turn back to Psalms 91.
让我们来翻回去诗篇91篇。
Psalms 91.
诗篇91篇。
We read 14, yeah, the second part.
我们来读十四节的后半段。
I will set him on high because he has known my name.
因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
Here it says that the psalmist has known the name of God.
这里告诉我们说作诗的人知道神的名。
I want to read 2 Timothy.
我想要读提摩太后书。
Turn to 2 Timothy.
请翻开提摩太后书。
How does a person know the name of God?
一个人怎么知道神的名？
We read chapter 2.
我们来读第二章。
Chapter 2, we read verse 19.
第二章来读十九节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
提摩太后书第二章十九节。
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having the seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquities.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记，说主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
If we names after the name of God,
如果我们是称呼主名的人，
then we must depart from iniquities.
那我们必须要离开不义。
If I say I know God,
如果我说我认识神，
then I must depart from sin.
那我就必须要离开罪恶。
I must not live in sin.
我不能够住在罪里面。
You find that the psalmist has known the name of God.
我们在这里看到说，作诗的这个人他已经知道了神的名。
Meaning that he is free from sin.
意思就是说他是没有罪的。
Or he departs from sin.
或是他离开了罪恶。
Or he rely on God to overcome sin.
或是他信靠神，让他能够胜过罪恶。
In this way, God shall protect him.
那这样子，神就能够保护他。
Likewise, if we do this, then God shall protect us.
如果我们这样子做的话，神也会保护我们。
If we say God is our refuge,
如果我们说神是我的避难所，
then we must live in Him.
那我们就必须要住在他里面。
We cannot depart from Him.
我们不能够离开他。
If we say God is our refuge.
如果我们说神是我的避难所，
we must set our love upon him.
我们必须要专心爱他。
If we said we know God,
如果我们说我们认识神，
and yet we live in sin,
但是我们还是活在罪中，
then God will not protect us.
那神就不会保护我们。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。
165.